Hello, I am Ethan, and I will be going over discrimination against women. First disclaimer, this will probably offend at least one person, and if it does, I'm sorry. That is not my goal. But I expected that to happen just because this is kind of around that area. And second disclaimer, I'm going to say girls and guys from now on because I think that's less of a tongue twister. So, yeah. All right, my statement is that though discrimination happens to everybody, it affects girls more than it does to guys, and noticeably so. The type slash examples of discrimination, the first set I'll be going over is intentional discrimination. The first example of this is all girls should be stay at home. Stay at home means like they take care of the cooking, they take care of the cleaning, take care of the people at the house or wherever the home is at, which and I don't think that's true, because if you think anyone should only be stay at home, then you start treating them like a slave, and nobody wants that because that's me. So let's not do that. The next one is that women aren't allowed to be gross. This is like, oh, a guy can fart, but as soon as a girl does it, it's like, oh, come on, you're like so disgusting. And guys make jokes out of it, like they'll like have competitions, like it's funny or something. What do I have to say? What do I have to say about this? I'd say, well, just like let everyone do it. Like, I don't know. It's no different. When a girl farts, it's no different from a guy farting. So it's like, don't like be super shocked when a girl farts, but not when a guy. Right. I know this is a childish area of discussion, but still, it's like it's just a bodily function. It's not that much of a surprise either way. And if you're laughing when a guy burps, how come you can't laugh when a girl burps and you got to be super disgusted when a girl does it? That's unfair and mean. Next one, women are weaker than men. Also not true. That statement alone is not true. Though I think it came from a statement or a suggestion due to scientific data. And that suggestion, not even fact, suggestion was that women are on average slightly proportionally less strong than men. And notice all the words I had to add to make that possibly true. But again, that's far from saying that women are always weaker than men. That's just not true. So don't assume that all girls are stronger than guys. All right, and then the next two examples I have are discrimination against women. The first one is that women are unpredictable in what they want. I wouldn't say that's true. And yeah, again, not all guys discriminate like this. Some guys do, but not all guys. Anyways, women being unpredictable, well, here, I worded that wrong. Women aren't unpredictable, but usually guys just don't know what they want. It's easy to know what when someone wants, like in a relationship, you know? Like when a girlfriend starts freaking out at a boyfriend for no reason, it's seemingly girlfriend usually has a reason to freak out. Boyfriend is just too dense to realize it, and that's his fault. The next one is women are usually taken less seriously than guys. In a hypothetical scenario, a woman could present something and then be taken less seriously than the guy would, even if the guy is doing the same thing, which is unfair because you should treat everyone with the same amount of respect, and you shouldn't give one person less respect just because they're a woman. And that is all. I forgot to say this earlier, but my sources for almost all of that information were various interviews that I did. I did one with my mom, one with my sister, and then some other mini interviews that I don't know if they want me to call them out on, so I'm not gonna.